Well, either way, if I'm okay with it, I'll answer in Spanish. But you know, it's not that great.
Uh huh.
But, okay, either way, English or Spanish is fine.
Okay, I'm gonna try my English. So okay,
try your English.
Okay, I'm gonna try. Okay. So what are you doing now? I was talking to Sean, uh-huh. and he was telling me that right now you are in your vacations, resting because you have a tour now in the U.S. starting in January.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, with Mastodon, Lamb of God, and
I have no idea who's going to be on that. I don't think it's going to be with any of those bands.
No.
Okay,
I had the info today in Blabbermouth, and it said Ministry, Stone Sour, Mastodon, and Lamb of God.
That's going to be the tour?
I think so, yeah. Yeah,
Are you sure?
I think so. Well, I don't know. The tour is starting in Arizona, I think so.
Yeah, it starts on the 24th from what I last saw was the 24th.
Okay.
And then it goes for a month. It's going to go for 4 weeks.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So, Tom, let's do a little bit of history, you know, starting with Dragon Slayer long time ago.
Long
time ago. Tell me about your memories about that band. What do you remember about Dragon Slayer?
The band was never called Dragon Slayer.
No.
The band was never called Dragon Slayer. That's where we got the name from. But the band was never called Dragon Slayer.
Never. Okay. Uh huh.
Yeah.
And the importance, for example, of a song like Aggressive Perfector. That was a song that kind of like put Slayer in the map.
Yeah, it was actually a song that we wrote for that compilation, and because we went and we listened to the music from the bands that were on the prior albums that were like that, and we felt that we could write a better song, so we wrote that song, and that kind of like it's like a proof that's kind of like a blueprint of a lot of the Slayer songs that we have.
Okay. Just one second, Tom. Para la gente que no entiende bien el idioma del inglés, no se preocupen porque estamos grabando la entrevista, así que mañana o más tardar el lunes yo voy a poder hacer una síntesis, un resumen de lo que está haciendo esta conversación.
No,
I'm telling that out to
the
Slayer fans. Yeah. Okay. You're picking on me.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me something now, Tom. I was reading an interview of a couple of years ago. This journalist was asking you about which was your favorite record of Slayer. And you said that they were all different. And you said that they were like photographs that captured moments.
They capture moments in time, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that applies to people that are creative.
Okay.
It's like music at a certain time, you know, people create and write songs to that time. And
okay.
that's what I meant by that, is that it captures that, you know, that moment in time, because those are the things that influence what you write and what you write about, you know what I mean, and how you write and the topics that you write about. You know, the moment in time, kind of, you capture those things and you put them in music and in lyrics and songs, and that's what I meant by that. And I think that a lot of artists do that. I think a lot of people with the songs they write for albums capture what's going on around them and in their environment.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I understand. Yeah. We're gonna do something like kind of like a ping pong thing here. I'm going to name you something, you know, and I want you to answer me the first thing that comes to your mind.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. Show No Mercy.
Satan.
Satan, yeah. That's cool. Hell Waits. More Satan.
No, that's El Diablo.
El Diablo, okay. And what about Raining Blood?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome album. Yeah. 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 I constantly pick the album Raining Blood instead of the Bible. That's my Bible.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah. How about South of Heaven? That's also one of my favorite Slayer records, South of Heaven. Yeah.
South of Heaven? Wow. That's experimental, I guess, to some extent, because of how it followed, how it was different from Rain and Blood.
Uh-huh.
We purposely wanted to make that record different.
Okay.
That one was kind of purposely done that way, just to break away from that, because we didn't want to do another record the way Rain and Blood was. You know, I mean, we knew that we could never do that again, and if we did it again, it would be not a very smart thing to do. Sure. So we purposely did that with South of Heaven. We uh-huh. slowed things down and we did things differently on that one. So,
but I think, it's still intense, the album, you know?
Oh,
probably
yeah.
It's a little slower, but it's intense, you know? I mean, it has its power also.
Yeah, I agree with you there, but that one was purposely done that way, you know what I mean?
Okay.
We did that on purpose as uh-huh. far as the follow-up to Rain and Blood.
Uh-huh. Tom, how about Kerry King in one word?
No comment.
No comments. Uh-huh. Jeff?
Actually, you know, confusing.
Confusing?
Confusing would be the one word, I guess. Would be a good word.
Dave.
Undecisive.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And Viña del Mar.
It's what you call... Jesus.
Say it. In Spanish? Are you trying to look for a word in Spanish?
I'm trying to think of a word.
In English?
No, I'm trying to think of a phrase, a phrase, an expression.
Okay. Take your time, don't worry. We have time.
No, Viña. Viña is in my heart, let's put it that way.
Oh, that's right, man.
And we'll leave it at that.
You are in our hearts also, the fans of Middleman. We appreciate all that you have done, you know, with Slayer and the big, you know, musician you are, you know. First of all, you know, I perceive all musicians, you know. I'm pretty into metal and rock, you know, and that's why I have this radio show, you know.
I
perceive all of you, you know, like what you are, and you're human beings, you know. You're musicians, you know, and that's in the first place. That's always in the first place.
Yeah, well, you know what? I wouldn't be here, and I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
If I didn't have the support, I guess that I have. That to me is very important. I mean, without the fans, without the people that buy our records and listen to it.
Yeah.
I have a lot of gratitude to the fans that buy our records and support the band the way they have. You know, it's not a very easy business.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult to try to make it as far as the music goes, music business goes, in anywhere in the world.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we are really lucky. We're lucky, and like I said, I'm very grateful for the fans that we have, and, you know, everywhere, you know. And most of all, in Chile. I mean, that was the biggest show that we've done, that we did in South America, period.
Oh, great.
So that, to me, it meant so much to me to know that
uh-huh.
we have so many stupid, crazy Chileans at the show.
We are all insane, man.
We are
all insane.
It was a very proud moment for me, because when we finished the South American part of our tour, that, like I said, that had to be the biggest show that we did. That was very good to me.
Oh, that's nice, man. Tom, can we get a little bit deeper now?
Okay.
Can we? Because I've been mentioning you bands, I mean records, Slayer records, and people that are involved with your world, with your universe, or whatever, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I have somebody here that's also here in this list. It's called Javier Araya.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
My father.
Yes.
What do you want to know about my father?
I just want to know, you know, something. I was talking to Jeanette, and I'm kind of like pretty getting closer to Sean, you know.
Yes,
he has this store, Mosh Pit. I've been talking about his store here a lot. And he told me that there was not going to be any problem to talk to you, that you were a person with down to earth, you know. And yeah. And I don't know why I was talking with Jeanette, and she was telling me, you know, about Javier, and I just wanted to know not to talk in details, you know, because no corresponde, no cierto?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But something that evokes you, you know, how. When you hear that name today, what happens to you?
Well, when I hear the name, I think of a very brave man.
A brave man. Oh, that's
yeah,
brave,
very
man.
Brave. Very okay. Brave man.
Uh-huh. Excellent man. Yeah. How about fans, Chilean fans? Well, you already said it. They are great. They are insane. You know, we are Slayer fans. And I was reading the other day an interview of Chimaira, Lamb of God, Mastodon, all those bands, you know, in the American new metal movement or whatever, and they were saying that Slayer was pretty important for them and in their influence. And what do you think about that?
I don't really think about it.
Do you like those bands?
I think there's some really good bands, and there's a lot of bands out there that I've recently found out that. Consider or, you know, make a claim that we influence them in some way.
Okay.
So that's surprising to hear. But you know, I don't really think about whether we have influenced bands. It's not something that's on my mind.
Okay.
But now that we, you know, a lot of bands have said it, and I, you know, what do you? Thanks.
okay.
Thanks. Glad we could.
Yeah, that's right.
Glad we could do that.
tell me something, Tom. What are you hearing now beside, well, my voice? What bands are you hearing? Are you hearing?
I don't know. I listen to satellite radio.
Okay.
So I just kind of flip the channels and see what, you know, what metal music is playing. But I've been listening. Lately, I've been listening to a live recording that we did because we need to choose tracks for the recording as to what songs we want to use.
Okay.
But I listen to all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
You know, and off the top of my head, I can't really tell you what I've been listening. You know, the Zeppelin, the Doors.
The Doors?
Yeah, lately.
Okay.
Yeah, recently, the most recent ones I've been listening to were that, the Zeppelin, the Doors.
Okay. Tell me something. Did you have the chance to hear the band that opened your show, the last show of Slayer, Dorso?
No.
No?
No, I didn't.
They are very good, huh? They are very good. They have a lot of attitude, you know, and, you know, they're... I mean, I remember some words from Kerry King a couple of years ago when he said that nobody was better than Slayer in attitude, you know? And I agree. And I agree. You know, but this band, Dorso, they're very good in that also. Very good.
Yeah, pero son hueones.
Son hueones. Son hueones de mierda. Son hueones buena onda. Son hueones buena onda. Sí. Oye, bueno, we are finishing, you know, the show today, Tom. Well, you're calling from Texas, yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tomorrow it's a very sad day. You know, Dimebag Darrell was from Texas also. How do you remember Darrell?
Darrell was a really good guy. He always had a good time with people. Always insisted that people have a good time. You know what I mean? And that's how I remember him.
Okay.
As someone that liked to make sure everybody was having a good time and partying. No matter how the end, no matter how the night ended.
Yeah, that's cool. Are you coming to Deep Purple?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there.
Are you sure?
I'm in the U.S.
You have to rest. You know, you have a long tour starting from January. You know.
Yeah, actually, we have another full year of stuff. So.
Yeah, and Slayer's such a kick-ass band, you know, and such a true band, you know.
Okay.
Your lyrics, your relation with your fans, you know, that's what we want to see. I want to see always. Bands around like Slayer, like Overkill, for example, you know,
yeah.
people that have their feet in the ground, you know. There's a phrase that says I'd rather die on my feet that live kneel eternally. You know?
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
attitude, you know. And I want to thank you for this interview. I want to thank you for visiting us in three times, you know, in 1994, then 1998, and this year. For us, it's a privilege to have such a big band with us, you know. And let me tell you something straight from the heart. We're really proud and we're really happy that you are Chilean, you know. You know, so I don't know if you can. There's a lot of people hearing now, a lot of Slayer fans. They knew you're going to be here today. I said that yesterday. And to have you here, you know, it's a pleasure. It's a privilege. And it talks to you so good that you're a people you don't I mean when you talk, you know, you don't, how do you say, you don't bullshit, you know. I mean, you just you say I'm gonna call and you call, man, and that's great, man.
Cool.
Thank you for that. I don't know, you tell, there's a lot of people are hearing you right now. I don't know if you've got something to say to them.
Un montón de gracias.
Okay.
Un montón de gracias para todo que everything that they've done for the band. I'm very grateful for it, and you know, and that we'll be seeing each other soon. We'll be coming more often, and doing some really awesome shows.
Okay, you know, José Los Ríos, who works here in La Dosis, says me to tell you hi and thank you for you know all the good moments, all the good albums. You know, thank you for that. Also, Gonzalo Gallardo, who is here with me, and well. Thank you. What can I say? Thank you very much. Because of this interview, I am going to go now to intoxicate with vino. I am going to be dead tomorrow, man. Vino and beer. A lot of cheers. A lot of cheers tonight in the name of Tom, man. Huh? Okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay, Anna, to close the show, I'm going to ask you a favor. I know you don't do this very often, to present a Slayer song. Can you do that?
Sure. What song? What song you want to hear?
Okay, do you like Expendable Youth?
All right, that sounds good, Expendable Youth.
Do you like that song?
Yeah.
It's one of your favorite songs? Slayer songs?
It's one of the songs that I wrote lyrically, yeah. So it's a favorite.
That's why I pick it up.
Cool.
Wrote it. I knew that.
Yeah.
Excellent
cool.
Lyrics, man. Excellent lyrics. Okay.
All right. You want me to say the
name UVM? Of the show?
Radio UVM?
No. Radio UVM.
UVN.
And this show is called La Dosis. It's the dose, you know, La Dosis.
La Dosis.
And then Expendable Youth.
All right.
Okay.
All right. This is Tom Araya Slayer, and you're listening to. La Dosis.
La Dosis, yeah, that's right.
That's right, La Dosis.
Yeah.
Okay. this is Tom Araya Slayer, and you're listening to La Dosis.
La Dosis, yeah. And this is...
La Dosis?
Yeah, La Dosis.
La Dosis. Okay.
La Dosis, yeah.
All right. This is Tom Araya Slayer, you're listening to La Dosis.
Yeah, that's right.
Here's Expendable Youth.
Thank you very much, Tom. Take care.
Thank you, bye-bye.
See you, thank you, bye-bye.